Good morning. How are you, Ruthie? Awesome. Do you have energy? You do? You have a lot of it? Okay. How do we know you have it? How do we see it? Do you play? Okay. Do you think? Good. Do you work? Some? Your mom's going, da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Awesome. So I call that sort of your physical energy, your body energy. Does that make sense? Okay. I was thinking about another kind of energy, so I wanted to talk to you about that today. And I call it, I invented it, it's really not scientific, but I'm going to call it spirit-heart energy. Huh. Let's stand up. It'll help me. And maybe it'll help you. I think of spirit-heart energy as something that you can't see and you can't scientifically say where it comes from. And the reason I started thinking about spirit-heart energy, I'm going to move around and use some of my own personal energy. The reason I started thinking about it, Ruthie, you can move around too if you need to, is when I was reading the scriptures for today, I saw a lot of big action words. Big ones, like praising, singing, growing big like a tree with deep roots. But I also read in a section of the scripture where Paul is talking about basically how hard it is to talk to people about Jesus. Now, we've been hearing about it, we humans, for a long time. So for us, it's not a big surprise. But back then, when Paul and the disciples were talking to people, they were not always really willing to listen because it was new and it was sort of strange. And so sometimes Paul and the other disciples would meet up with people who were kind of, I don't know, you guys seem a little crazy to me. I'm taking a step back from y'all. You know what I mean? And so Paul and the disciples, they had to work. They had to use a lot of spirit, heart, energy to be patient, to be kind, and to overcome the human feelings of, I'm done with this, I'm out of here, I'm so exhausted, I have no more spirit, heart, energy. Well, that made me start thinking about a car. What does a car have to run? And energy. What kind of energy do most cars use? Gas. So if I'm a car, right, I'm going around all day long and I'm taking people to soccer practice, to dance practice, and I'm going to work, eventually what do I need? Gas. Or electric, but gas for today. And so what do I have to be near? What do I have to be careful about getting too far away from if I'm a car? I got to be careful not to run out of gas, so what do I need to make sure I'm near toward the end of my tank? A gas station. So that's not too hard to do, right? If I'm a car, there's gas stations everywhere. What about spirit heart energy? I started thinking about how a gas tank, you know, you pull up, you get the little thing off of the gas pumps, and you stick it in the car, right? And then glup, 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 and then you have a full tank. What about spirit heart energy in humans? Do you ever feel like you're running out of spirit heart energy? Oh, I do. You ever feel like you just cannot be patient anymore with one situation or another? Or, ooh, that situation's a little too scary for me. I don't have courage for that. Yeah, me too. So where do we get our spirit heart energy from? I know, I did the same thing when I first asked myself that question. We get it from God. Now, if a gas station is home base for a car, right? And the car can't get too far away from home base. What do you think home base is for humans and their spirit, heart, energy? Is it the house or the trailer or the apartment or the tent that they live in? No. Can they go anywhere and home base is wherever they are? Ooh, let me ask it a different way. What if I told you home base for humans is God? Okay, so now let me ask that question. Can humans go anywhere they want, live anywhere they want, and still be at home base? Right, because God is what? Everywhere, right? And so even though humans think they're running low on spirit heart energy, the truth is they're not. We are not, because home base, our personal gas station, God, is always where we are. All we have to do, we don't have to get out a credit card, we don't have to open a tank, we don't have to do anything except stop for a moment and remember to fill up. It's always there. We can never get too far from our home base because he's always there with us, God our Father. Isn't that great? Okay, let's pray. Do you want to pray? Okay. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being our ever-present home base and filling us up, even though we sometimes think we're running low. Amen.